The Torah describes the Odyssey of Yosef HaTzadik. And let's start from the kasha that we just read last week, namely the sale of Yosef. And you know that the sale of Yosef was a tragedy of epic proportions. The Torah then, after the sale, describes what seems to be an ancillary event, that which happened to Yehuda, but the area of commonality is that Yehuda, as I mentioned yesterday from Rashi, Horidu Echav Bigdulasa. Yehuda descended from his lofty perch, he was the manik among the brothers, and because of what happened, because the sale went through, so Yehuda was demoted, as it were. Berek Lamates Pasuk Aleph. V'Yosef Hurad Mitzrayma. Again, we're talking about a lot of Yerida. As you know, Egypt is lower down. Eretz Yisrael is in the Aliyah mode, going up. So this is the Yerida, but of course this Yerida is the Tzarech Aliyah. You know the Gemara in Makkos, second parak. The Gemara is a concept called Yerida, the Tzarech Aliyah, and that's exactly what's going to happen over here. So Yosef is descending, not just physically descending, but also spiritually descending, where he's purchased by Potiphar, Swiss Paro, Sarah Tabochim, Ish Mitzri. Wow. Look at all the descriptions the Torah has of this Potiphar. Swiss Paro, a eunuch, Sarah Tabochim. Sarah Tabochim, essentially, he's the executioner par excellence. Ish Mitzri, and this is from the Ishmaelim. There were, according to most Mepharshim, many times Yosef was sold into slavery, but again, the Lashon and the Pasuk, look carefully. Asher Horidu Shama. That language of Yerida is an ongoing theme that recurs many, many times throughout these parshas. Now, there's no question, as I said, that the Yerida of Yosef was planned from on high by Hashem Yisbarach, as all of our moves are, called Tzad Vishal. Every single thing that we do is already being directed by the divine puppeteer, as I said yesterday. But it's going to be up and down. And if you remember, it begins already with the pasuk that I referred to you the other day, in Perek Tetzav of Bereishis, the Brisman Absalom, when Hashem told Avraham Avinu, Yodoh Teda, Kiger Yiyaz Ha'acha, Ve'eretz Lo Lohem, Ve'avodu Mi'inu Osam, Ravah Mi'yashono, Ve'gam Esagoy Asher Avol Udon Anochi, Ve'achechei Yetzir B'chush Godom. This is also part of that divine plan that was told to Avraham Avinu, the Brisman Absalom. Now, if you remember, at the very beginning of this entire discussion, look at Perek Lamed Zayin. Let's start from the beginning of the Pasha, of Ba'yishem, and then we'll continue to recate this week's Pasha. Yaakov is very similar to Yosef, but then we have a rather striking pasuk. What a language. Those of you who learn Rashi meticulously and carefully know the famous Rashi. Says Rashi, what did Yosef do? He was focused on himself. Namely, Misaki Misaro, he was always worried about his appearance, he was worried about his hairstyle. Mimashmesh Be'enov, he was concerned about his personal appearance. Kedeshe Yenir Yafen, he wanted to appear, he wanted to look good. And so now, take a look at the psukim that we just began to read a few moments ago. Namely, the moment Yosef goes down to Egypt, Periklam Atesna, Pasuk Beis, he's in the hands of Potiphar, the executioner. Vayi Hashem es Yosef, vayi Ishmatzeach, one second. Automatically we see what? Siyat Mishmaya. Vayi Ishmatzeach. Vayi Beveis Adonav HaMitzvi. Pasuk Gimel. Vayi Adonav ki Hashem ito. V'chol Asher Oseh Hashem Matzeach V'yodo. He has unbelievable Hatzlacha. And that's seen by whom? By his master. By his overlord. Pasuk Dado. Vayi Tzor Yosef Chei Me'ela Vayishor So. Yosef finds favor in the eyes of his overlord. Before you know it, Yosef is now what? Superintendent of the household. The chol yeshal nasam v'yado. Literally, he's in charge of the entire domicile. And the Torah goes on in Pasuk Hei. So the moment he's elevated to that position, he's the manager of the entire household. By the way, a similar thing happened when, in whose house? Because of someone else's presence in the house of Lavan. Lavan is very matzliach because of the presence of Yaakov Avinu. When the tzaddik is present, it has a hashpah on the entire sviva. Yitzhakim Beshova, Rashi says, Yitzhak Sadik Manavokim Osa Roshim. Pana Ziva, Pana Adara, once the Sadik leaves, then there's a change in the tone of that entire area. So here Yosef is in the environs of the house of Potiphar, and as a result, Vayi Birkas Hashem, Bechol Asher Yesh Lo Bavayis Uvasodim, he zochet the tremendous bracha. Vayazov Kol Asher Lo Biyad Yosef, essentially he came to a point where he trusts him implicitly. Everything is under his stewardship, under his tutelage. V'lo yada ito me'uma. What a strange pasuk. Ki malechem asher hu ochel. Namely, Yosef was essentially overseeing everything. The only area that was untouchable for Yosef was what? Ki malechem asher ochel. Refers to what? According to Chazal?
His wife.
I once heard from Rav Soloveitchik, Zatzal, Echsir Shavot. Those who sing on Shabbos, I'm sure, sing this. Al Shtei Lechem, Yiptu Tzmimim. For two lechemim, for two types of bread, even Tzmimim are broken. What are we talking about? In the middle of the Zmiris of Shabbos, Nathan. Al Shtei Lechem, Yiptu Tzmimim. So the Rav said, in the name of Chassidim, one lechem is a person's wife. Baraya, this pasuk. The other lechem is panasa. People, there are two areas, two major challenges in a person's life that can break a person. One is his marriage, his wife, and the other is panasa. The challenge of making panasa, those are two major, sometimes difficult, paramount challenges in a person's life. So it says in the Mizmor, that's not the Pashat Pshat. Shtei lechem refers to lechem mishneh, the simple pshat. That on Shabbos is supposed to be Rotzeah and Lechem Mishneh. But Chassidim interpret, Al Shtei Lechem Yitzu Tmimim. Tmimim, good people, solid people, anchored people, were broken, Yiptu, Lashem B'tzias HaPas, were broken by two lechemim, by two different types of bread, namely, marriage issues and panasa issues. That's just the Arachaga. The Mokka for Lechem being married is right here, the Rashi, on this Pasuk. But anyway, that's not what I'm talking about. Look at the next last few words of the Pasuk Vav. By Yi Yosef, Yifei Saya, Yifei Mara. What's that? So Rashi comments, Yosef saw himself as a Moshel, namely, I become a steward, a superintendent, Hiskel Oichel Mesheise Mesalso Basaro. People who are elevated to lofty positions, what happens to them often? They become a little bit carried away, and now they're overindulging perhaps and eating, drinking, and their appearance. Amakurish Bochum, Avicha Misabel, Ata Misalsa Misarcha. Your father's Bavelus. Your father is Bavelus. He's lamenting the loss of his departed beloved son Yosef. And you are becoming, as they say in Yiddish, paputzt. You're worried about your appearance. Ani begar mecha azadei. What Hashem say? I'm going to send the bear after you. I'm going to sick the bear after you. Who's the bear? Never say that. She attempts to seduce him. The wife of Potiphar. She's the bear. The ugly bear. So right away, Yosef is confronted with an unbelievable challenge. A nisoyon of Eshes Potiphar. She's attempting to be mefateh him. To seduce him. To entice him to commit a dastardly avera, achmana litzlan, and the Torah describes she's speaking to him on an ongoing basis. And by the way, what's Yosef's response? The pasuk says, "Einenu gadol b'bayis hazeh mimeni." I'm the kingpin in this house. V'lo chasach imenu me'uma. I have total control, with one exception. Ki imaisach, you are his wife. That's of course that which prevents any Jew from doing an avera. You're a Shamayim. You recognize if you're doing Aver, Achmanu Litzlan, it's registered. As Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal said, I don't understand, how is it possible to do an Aver? So someone said, Rebbe, it's not difficult. And what the Rav is saying, Emitzu was a hot abyssal of Yashamayim. You have a little bit of Yashamayim, you can't do an Aver. Yefshar. So that's what Yosef basically told her. So the Ramban, on the spot, on this passage, the Ramban says, v'chatzasi le'elokim, it would be an act of begida, an act of treachery, if I were to go ahead and commit this kind of a chet. There's a Rambam, a very famous Rambam, Yeseri HaTeiro. I think the Rambam is in Perakei. Rambam says that a person who does a mitzvah or who refrains from doing an aveira, not because of pachad, not because of yira, not because of fear, but because of yiras elokim. Because he has the very elam in front of him. And the Rambam refers to what? Yesiv HaTzadik, who is nimna for becoming involved from consorting with Eshet Potiphar. That's an act of Kiddush Hashem. A person refrains from doing an aveira, and he uses as the model, as the example, Yesiv HaTzadik. So here we have Yifei Torah, Yifei Maariv, which seems to be once again going back to the very beginning of Vuhu Naris B'nei Bila B'nei Zilpa. And now he's confronted with this tremendous Nisoyom. And what happens after this? She tells her husband, and of course she fabricates a story the way we're quite familiar with the Turks fabricating stories about Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael, and about even some so-called politicians who fabricate the stories about the Haredi world, all kinds of things that go on around here. So that's what happens. One second. And that's what she tells her husband. And she presents herself as being the hapless, helpless person. So the picture they had of Lieberman, they showed it to me, John Hall students, with his grandchildren, he has from grandchildren, celebrating Hanukkah. He's a man who speaks openly against the religious world, against the frum world, but of course he's celebrating Hanukkah with his wonderful grandchildren. Anyway, so what does the pasuk say? So what happened? When he hears what his wife said, he becomes furious, and guess where he goes? Back down to the dungeon. So first Yosef hu rad mitzroimo, and then there's an aliyah, and an anochem al yirida, v'yidneil beis hasoya, v'yishom beis hasoya, but of course, Yosef HaTzadik is zochet tisyat d'shmaya, v'yi Hashem es Yosef, v'yidneil av chosed, v'yitin chino v'yisar beis hasoya, once again, anochem al yirida, v'tzorech aliyah. Gemara makas, Ramban v'yigash. The moment Yosef focuses on himself, what happens? Yerida. The moment Yosef comes back to his inner core, once again an aliyah. And now, let's just make a long story short. I want to just be mekatzer. The Torah then goes on to describe the chalomos, the tzara mashkim, and the tzara ofim, and they decide to consult with Yosef, and he says, I want to be medayik in the psukim. This is found in Perek Mem Pasuk Ches. Sapru no li. There's one word there that is difficult. Which word? Li. Halo le'elokim pisroinim with an insufficient. Yibar Hashem is the one who is paisach halomos. He's the one who interprets dreams. Dreams that are clearly of a very difficult nature to interpret. We know Chazal tell us there are many attempts to interpret power of dream. All kinds of attempts, all kinds of interpretations, and they all were rejected summarily, dismissed categorically by Paro Melech Mitzrayim. He felt they were not appropriate interpretations. But because Yosef used that word, the word Li, so the pasuk says at the end of Ayesha, the last pasuk, I'm skipping, after Yosef interprets the dreams, Lo yizochar sa'amashkim esyei seif ha'ish kochenim. And we mentioned the Machlokes HaChazanish and the Netziv and the Rashi. I found that, I saw that in Sefer Shalavi. But I also, what I'm saying now is also found in the same Shai Lovi. Whatever the pshat is, the Chazanish's pshat, Rehovin, you turn to Bali Gaiva, and that itself is not considered to be appropriate for someone of Yosef HaTzadik's stature. And apparently Yosef had not yet achieved that level. He was about B'tochen of it, and the Tziv explains, the B'tochen of the highest Madrega, and here he was someone who really should have no recourse to his Shabbos whatsoever, given the Madrega where he's at in Bitochon, but he did, and as a result, we know what happens. And now finally, after another 2 years, which is a Yerida, and once again now, Paro has a dream. I think I'm not going to the Beis HaLevi, another one of my favorite Beis HaLevi's, cause and effect, but again, so Shigol Teira, the Beis HaLevi, I've said it many, many times. And the dream, of course, that Paro has again, And as a result, Yossi comes once again to the fore. Power says, I am a power, Yosef, Halim Chalamti. I'm reading now the Psukim over here in Pashas Mikates. Ufosev, Enoso, Pasuk Tezvav. Perak Memal, Pasuk Tezvav. Vani Shamati Olecha, Lema Tishmak Halom Litoroso. Why Olecha? Because what did Yossi tell them? Sapunali, Olecha. Vayan Yosef is power, Lema. What does he say this time? Biladoi. There's no Li involved here. I am but an agent for the Ben Shalom. I am a Shech of Hashem Yisbarach, Elokim, Yame, and Shalom Paro. It's only the Ben Shalom who's operating over here, and there's no ego whatsoever that's involved. And now if you read the end of the Psukim, Yosef interprets the dream to the satisfaction of Paro, and as a result, he tells him both dreams are really one dream. Chalom Paro Echadu, Pasuk Hafei, Eis Hashem Elokim, Oiseh, he gives the Paro. And right away, what is Paro's reaction? After all this, Pasuk Lam Beches, Vayom Paro La Abodot, Hanin Tzokoza Ish, Asher Ruach Elokim Bo. And the next Pasuk, Vayom Paro Yosef, Acharei Hodi Elokim, Eischo Es Kol Zos, All Hashem. Ein Oid Milvada, no one else is in the picture. No Li, no personal ego, purely Hashem is Baruch is at work. And at that moment, the way the Chazal say by the Hashmonoim, Tolu Hagdula Bibaleh, Lashon Chazal. They would tell the Gdula where it belongs. Gdula belongs to Hashem Yisbarach. I don't know if any of you on Yom Kippur, I imagine you do say this. The beautiful one of the piyutim we say on Yom Kippur. And I think people sing it on Simchas Torah at other occasions. Which piyutim am I referring to? That Hashem, everything is His. The Gdula and Oiz and Hodor. How does that piyut go?
Hagdula.
Excellent. So what is that? It all belongs to Hashem Yisbarach. Agvura, Bagdula, Bateferes. How does it begin that fear? Aderes ve'amuna. It's the Aleph Beis. Aderes ve'amuna necha yoylamim ha'abino ve'abrocho. You have probably a different meaning. Lecha yoylamim hagaylo v'yagdolo lecha yoylamim. That's all Hashem is Barach. There's another thing. Bekitzer, let me just mention by ending this. So as a result of this,
you're in the spirit also.
I'll tell you about Yom Kippur. So as a result of this, what happens? Yosef becomes a Mishnah Melech Mitzrayim. In other words, what happened with Yosef? There was a ups and downs. The moment Yosef completely rid himself, exorcised, O-R, as opposed to E-R, the moment he expunged, eliminated, eviscerated any element of Anochiyut, that's when Yosef became royal and doula. Another way, Abchaim Elojan writes, of course, in Hashanah and Shah Gimel, where he points out, Ein Oid Mavadah. The moment he came to that Hakor of Ein Oid Mavadah, that's when Yosef once again becomes Memuna, the Mishnah of Mitzrayim. And here we see again the plan of Hashem Yisbarach of Rishman Absorim. Me'etzah Mukah Shal Yosef Tzadik Hakavu B'Chever is now coming to fruition. Rabbi Belshom carries out plans. We are the puppets in the hands of the growing puppeteer who's dangling the puppet strings and moving us to and fro. Ma'isa Ovesim Labonim. And that's exactly what Yosef himself indicates. And the end of the story, of course, after he's once again reunited with his brothers in the next pasha, in Vayigash, Yosef himself says, Ki l'michyo shlachan yelkim b'fneichem, וישלחני אל קיב לתנך ובוסם לכם שרס בארץ ולאחי ישלחם ופלית לגדל וביעתו לא יתם שלחתם עשיינו כי יהיה אלוקים. It's all the work of Hashem Yisbarach. He's the one that is really not just behind the scenes, but he's in front of the scenes. He's doing everything. And that's a very significant yisod. But basically, when one becomes a Moshe, so that becoming a Moshe for Klal Yisrael, there's someone who has to literally be in a position where there's no element of gaiva. He's doing it purely with Shem Shamayim. That's why he's a manig, that's why he's Roy Lan Hoga, and that's what Yosef came to that. The entire, his galgulus of Yosef, all the different aspects of it, all the different segments of it, all were in effect in order that Yosef should be possessed of the kelim that are necessary to be kofuf legamri to Ribbono Shel Olam. And as I said, halavai, that even b'zmaneinu anu, b'yom ma'em, b'zman hazeh, just like we were zochet to such shluchim, like Yosef HaTzadik, ki meitzeischa ve'eretz Mitzrayim, our end of the flows, Hashem Yishmarach, should continue to send us such shluchim who operate in the public sphere.